From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Earlier this week, NPR's Farai Chidea joined me to talk about her recent trip to New Orleans. Farai revisited some of the people she met during Hurricane Katrina's aftermath. One of those people was Brenda Morris. The day Katrina hit, the Morris family found themselves surrounded by floodwaters. Brenda was not only caring for her children, but a mother who needed dialysis and a brother with lung cancer who needed oxygen. Farai spoke with Brenda last August.
I went to the hospital, and they turned me back because they said they're not taking no one. I asked, what should I do? They said, we don't know.
What are you going to do if you can't get any care for your brother or your mother in the next couple of days?
I don't know.
Although they evacuated to Baton Rouge, Morris's brother later died, and the family remains scattered. Last week, Farai visited Brenda Morris at her home.
Hello. I'm good. Is this Brenda?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you so much for letting us come by.
Okay, thank you for coming. How you doing?
We spoke to you, Brenda, when you were trapped here in the house with your sick mother, your sick brother, other relatives who had come. How did you feel at that time?
Oh, I was real scared. Afraid, because my mother was very ill and my brother was very ill. And I just felt I was responsible for their lives. And I really didn't know anything until my neighbor across the street. And she came with a car and the radio was on. And she was like, Brenda, you all have 3 hours to get out of here because the levee has broken. And I'm like, no. Nobody said anything about this. There's no water anywhere. So I'm like, where did the levee break? So then it came on. She left her radio on in the car, and it came on. And they said 2 hours. So it was like just breaking down. So I'm like, y'all, we have to get out of here. I stopped firemen for oxygen. They didn't have any to give me. Nobody had any oxygen to give me. So I'm like, we have to get out of here. The hospitals was putting patients out. So we couldn't go to the hospital. So I didn't have a choice. So we finally packed up, you know, everybody. We had like 2 cars in a truck. We just started driving. So my sister had her cell phone, and she just called a cousin of ours that lived in Baton Rouge. I mean, she already had people there from La Paz, like 2 or 3 families. So a total of 26 people was in one house. It was just so scary, you know, because I'm like, they still need help. We need hospitals. So once we got to the house, we called around to a hospice because my brother, I had him, and he was in hospice in New Orleans. So I found out there was Genesis Hospice out there. I contacted them. They came out immediately with mattresses and oxygen and stuff, getting him together. So there was Rita right behind Katrina. The lights went out. In Baton Rouge for Rita, like a day and a half. He started having anxiety attacks because he felt that he couldn't breathe without the big mobile oxygen tank. So we did have the little portable ones, but he just felt like he just couldn't breathe. It wasn't enough coming through. So he started having anxiety attacks and stuff, and he started just deteriorating. Deep down inside, you know, I was like, I just wanted him to make it back home, you know, before he died in Baton Rouge.
Do you think that in some ways the shock and the trauma killed him?
I really do think so, because when he was home, he wouldn't give up. He would walk around. He would go from my house to my mother's house, which is across the street, and he would walk every day.
How did it make you feel that he didn't die at home?
Oh, it hurted me. It really did. It hurted me because this is where he wanted to be, and he didn't really want to go. And I'm like, we have to go. We don't have a choice.
I'm sorry for all your losses. And tell us how your mother's doing.
She's not doing good. She's deteriorating. She's lost a lot of weight. She was in the hospital like a week, had 2 blood transfusions. She has wounds on both of her legs now. And now they're talking about cutting one of them off. So she's to the point now where she just wants to give up. And I'm like, don't give up. You fight the pain. Don't let the pain fight you, you know. So
we spoke with your sister, Joyce. How's she doing? How's she holding up with all this?
Joyce she called me crying. She was saying, I can't do it anymore. Mama just want to give up and I can't do it. She keeps telling people she's dying. And I'm like, you know, just make her fight. Make her get up. Make her walk to circulate her legs, you know, make her move around. But she was like, she won't do it for me. But when she's here, I make her do those things because I had her in therapy, and we didn't need home health care because we took care of her. I bathed her. I fixed her meals. I went from one side of the street to the other side of the street to take care of her and my brother. That was my job.
What's ahead for you now? What do you want to do with your life?
Oh, I already told my kids it's just time to move on. I say it's time to get a job, get back on my feet, you know, and just start taking care of my immediate family. But I still go back and forth to see my mother. But she's so afraid that she's coming back to stay, and she doesn't want to stay because she says she doesn't have her own house. But I'm like, so you can come and live with me. You know, I'll get out of my bed. You can have my bed. I can buy an air mattress. It doesn't matter. I mean, that's my mother, and that's the only mother I have. I lost my father. I lost my brother. I lost my sister. All I have is one sister left and my mother.
What does family mean to you?
It means, I mean, you care for the people that loved you. They've always loved me. They've always been there for me. And I want to do the same in return. So I'm like, my mom is at that point now, so it'll just be me and my sister. And I want her back in the city. I don't want her to stay out in Baton Rouge. I'm like, we need to get closer. We need to be around each other all the time. You know, so I'm like, we need to be together, everybody.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea speaking with Louisiana resident Brenda Morris.